Lord Jesus, we begin our second session. Let's sing the first hymn, 394, hymn 394.
Thank you. Let's have a silent prayer, prepare our hearts for today's service. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin our service. Let us arise to sing hymn number 277.
Thank you.
We will now have our prayer. In our prayer, we thank our Lord Jesus Christ that we are able to gather together to worship Him. We pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to guide us in our service today. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us kneel down and pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Today, I would like to share with our brothers and sisters on this topic, partnership in the gospel. Partnership is very important. It tells us of two persons or more coming together to share in a common interest, or to pursue after something. When we are able to come together to share and to pursue in a common direction, we will be able to reap the benefits of this partnership. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 onwards, it tells us that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not anyone to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they are able to keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Here it tells us this benefit of partnership. We are able to support and complement one another in the work. And hence, our labor is more effective. We are able to mutually care for one another in the midst of our endeavor, lifting up and strengthening one another in our times of need. We are also able to enjoy the fellowship and comfort of working together, reaping the rewards of our labor. In divine work, partnership is also very important. Or we can say that it is necessary. We can learn about our partnership in the gospel from this exemplary church in Philippines. In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 3 onwards, it tells us that when Paul wrote this letter to Philippi, he is full of thanks to the Lord God when he remembers of the members of Philippi. In every prayer of his, it is filled with joy. Why is it that every remembrance of these members in Philippi brings him with joy? We see verse 5, Philippians chapter 1, verse 5. He tells us, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Because of their partnership in the gospel. Sometimes we use the word fellowship in the gospel or companionship in the gospel. Paul expressed that when he is doing this divine work, he had the partnership of the members in Philippines. When the commission to preach the gospel was entrusted to us, it was given to those who are his disciples, to all of us who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not to a selected few people or the appointed people like preachers or ministers or appointed workers. This ministry work is given to all of us. During the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, he selected apostles who were trained and entrusted with this work of bringing the gospel to the people. He also set out others to prepare the way for the harvest. This church in Philippines, it's a young church. From the time the gospel is brought to them to this time when Paul wrote to the church in Philippines, it is only about 10 years. But throughout this period of time, the Philippine church were in partnership in the gospel work. That's why Paul says in verse 5 that from the first day until now, from the very first day, when is the first day? We have read in Acts chapter 16, from verse 11 onwards, how the gospel was brought to Macedonia. It is at that time when they are gathered in this place of prayer beside the riverside that Lydia was baptized. She then invited Paul to her house to receive him. That is the first day. From this first day, this church in Philippi shows their partnership or their support in this gospel work. When they received Paul to their house, this is the beginning of their partnership in the gospel. They continue to support the ministry work. Until now, is when he wrote to this letter to Philippi. At this time, when Paul is in prison, he wrote this letter to Philippi. And these members in Philippi continue to show concern for this ministry work until this very time. Why do Paul say that the church is in partnership in the gospel? What did the church do? First, we want to talk about their prayer support. We go back to Acts chapter 16. From verse 30 onwards, he tells us on the Sabbath day, they went outside the gate to the riverside where they supposed there was a place of prayer, and they sat down and spoke to the woman over there. This is the start of the Philippian church, when the gospel is brought to them in this place beside the river. He tells us that this is the place of prayer, a place where the woman frequently gathered together in this place for prayer. Well, it is here that after receiving the gospel, they were baptized. Verse 16 tells us, as we are going to the place of prayer. Now, after they were baptized, they can continue to lead this life of prayer. Or they continue to go to the place of prayer. Until now, when Paul wrote this letter to Philippi, in Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 19. Verse 19, here it says, for I know that through your prayers and help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. Here again, Paul talks about, I know that through your prayers. At this time, when Paul is in prison, during his defense of the gospel, he is not alone. He knows that these members in Philippi continue to pray for him. So that's why he says that through your prayers, this will turn out for my deliverance. So we see that this church in Philippi continue to pray for the divine work, for the ministry work. Thus, the first part of their missionary partnership is based on prayer. Prayer for those who are in the field to work. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, it tells us that this work of the Lord God is not accomplished by might or by power, but it is by the Spirit of God. It is through prayers that this work of God must be carried out. So that's why Paul esteemed the prayer partnership of the churches. In Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 18 onwards, when Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, he also said these things. From verse 18, he tells us, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So Paul requests the church to continue to pray for them as they go up and do this work of the Lord. He knows that it is not because of their eloquence in speech, but it is by the power of the Lord God that this gospel must be declared to the people of the world. So the first thing in our partnership in this gospel work is to pray for the ministry. Secondly, we want to talk about the church in Philippia facilitated the gospel work. They provide the necessary facilities to advance this gospel work. If you refer back to Acts chapter 16, here it tells us that Lydia was baptized. In verse 15 says, and after she was baptized and households as well, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us. He tells us that Lydia offered to receive Paul into her house. Her house become a point where the evangelizing preachers is able to set foot on in this place. And from this place, they are able to launch up to do the work of the Lord God. In verse 40, it tells us that when Paul went back to visit Lydia, he is able to meet up with the brethren over there. And he encouraged them. So here it tells us that it is in this place that the work of the Lord God go forth. It becomes a place of the gathering of the members there. And Paul, this time when he comes to this place, he is able to encourage the members. This is how we are able to play a part in our partnership in the gospel, to provide facilities to support the gospel work. During the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, there was once that a large crowd was pressing to hear the word of the Lord God. By the Lake of Gennesaret, Jesus went into Peter's boat. Peter then brought the boat a bit further up, and from there, Jesus taught the people. He also tells, and it's another example of how Peter had contributed what he had, his boat, so that from out of his boat, the word of the Lord God can go forth to the people. This is an area that we are also able to participate in, to contribute what we have for the advancement of the gospel of Christ. In addition to this, this church in Philippi also provided a financial support for the ministry work. If we refer to Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, it tells us, and you, Philippians, yourself know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. After Paul had brought the gospel to Philippi, he continued to preach in this region of Macedonia before moving to Achaia. In these new places that he launched out into, one cannot expect the local people there who have yet to know Christ to support the work. Financial support is needed, whether it is for food, for traveling, or for accommodation. And this support comes from the church in Philippi. He talks about the financial support that he received from this church in Philippi. The financial support is through the mission work, but of course it also includes the welfare of the mission workers over there. Oh, and they have done so repeatedly. Chapter 4, verse 10 onwards. So now that Paul is in prison, once again, the church in Philippi showed concern. Then he says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthened me. Yet it was kind of you to share in my trouble. Here Paul makes mention of the concern of the church in Philippi for his welfare. The church sent financial gifts to Paul. For this he rejoiced. What is it that he is rejoicing about? It was never the intention of Paul in his ministry work to receive any gains from the people. If you refer to Acts chapter 20, when he was speaking to the elders in Philippi, in verse 33 he told them, I coveted no one's silver or gold. Oh, he also mentioned that you are a witness of these things. They are able to see how he lived his life among them. He have never intended to gain from the people. He thanked God that he is all sufficient in his life. It is the Lord God who have provided for him. It is the Lord God who have blessed him in his life. But now, when he wrote the letter to Philippi, he talks about his joy in receiving these gifts from the church. This rejoicing is not because that he has gained from the gifts. If you refer to Philippians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 tells us, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increased in your credit. I have received full payments and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. So he talks about why he rejoices at the gift. He rejoiced for them, because they have grown in their faith, because of their love for the Lord and for the servants of the Lord. Then he rejoices because the Lord God will remember their work and to bless them and reward them. So when you wrote about rejoicing in these gifts that they give to him, it is not about his own gain, but it is about the blessings of the Lord God upon these members who have shown concern, who have offered to the Lord first, and by the will of the Lord God to help his servants. Now, this is Paul's heart towards the offerings that he received from the church in Philippi. We thank God the members of the church today. They are also concerned for the work of God and for the workers of God. But today the church is better organized. We have an established system to support the ministry work, where members is able to offer to the church, and the church takes responsibility of the missionary work and the needs of the missionary workers. So with this, we are able to offer through the church to the ministry work. And with this system, we are able to have good check and balance and a clear report to the church of how these finances are being used. So this is how we are able to offer towards the mission work. Next, we want to talk about the church in Philippia give spiritual and moral support to those who labor for the Lord. Philippians chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7 says, "It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel." During this ministry work, Paul faced many challenges. But he knows that when he is faced with these trials, he is not alone. Of course, the Lord God is with him always. But in addition to this, he is comforted that the church is with him, is standing together with him in these times of trials and persecutions. This he must have received from the report or from the constant communication that he had with the church in Philippi. And now that he is in prison, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 25, it talks about Epaphroditus. It says that Epaphroditus is your messenger and minister to my needs. Epaphroditus is the person that the church in Philippi sent to visit Paul while he is in prison, to minister to his needs. Surely the arrival of Epaphroditus must have brought great comfort to Paul. During his visit to Paul, he must have brought news of the situation of the church. He must have shared with Paul concerning their love, their concern, and their prayers for him. This news is comforting to Paul. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25 tells us, "Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." Also, when the church in Philippi sent Epaphroditus to Paul, to him, it must be such a good news that he's able to receive in this period of his trials. We thank God that there is a growing awareness that our mission workers need encouragement, support, and care from the church, especially when they are sent to a new pioneering areas. When one is faced with difficulties or challenges in these newly pioneering areas, you cannot expect the local people over there, or even when they are young members over there, we cannot expect that they are able to understand and to share in our burdens. These frontline workers, they needed support from us. They needed encouragement from the church. Usually, we delegate the missionary care of new areas to more established General Assemblies, coordination boards, regions, or churches. It is necessary for these supporting churches to provide care and concern for our mission workers. Establishing constant contact with them, encouraging them in their missionary work. We thank God that we who are in the field, we are able to experience this kind of care from the church. When we go to Fiji, we experience great support from the mission community. Before we go to the mission field in Fiji, we usually have a dialogue with the mission community before our departure. Clear briefing of the development over there, the present situation over there, were given to us. Once we arrived in Fiji, at the airport, we are given a handful with a local SIM card. We are given a card and a bag of local currency that we can use. Accommodation was pre-arranged. And every few days, we have constant contact from the mission committee asking us of our welfare over there and reporting concerning the local situation there. But this is of great encouragement and comfort to one who is sent to this foreign land. We hope that we are able to continue this kind of support to our missionary workers. Just like this church in Philippines, it is a church that is committed to support the proclamation of the gospel. Here is a church that we are able to imitate. May we all be these partners in this gospel. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ. We will now sing another hymn. Let us arise to sing hymn 287. 287. I will now kneel down and pray. In our prayer, we thank our Lord Jesus Christ for his guidance in our service today. We pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to continue to guide us so that we are able to be partners in this gospel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we kneel down and pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. And praise our Lord Jesus Christ. Our service ends here. All glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.